Donegal definitely sat back too much the first half and allowed Derry to dictate the game. You know, the whole thing changed then at half time. You know, Donegal were lucky enough they maybe weren't further behind at half time. Derry could at least get one goal the first half. They probably had two reasonably good goal chances. So the second half was completely different. Martin McIlhenny coming off the bench, going to midfield on Mark Lynch. Mark Lynch had a big, big first half, and second half he didn't count at all. And Neil Gallagher had a very, very big game all through, but particularly the second half. So midfield area made a big difference. Donegal starting to win that area. Still very important area, Miles and Gilly, football and midfield. The other thing that was a big help was when Michael Murphy went inside to the full forward line. You know, you had Patrick McBearty playing well in there, but Michael Murphy going in along with him inside made a big, big difference. And you know, it was very, very interesting. I was listening to Declan O'Sullivan on Setanta Sports today being interviewed on the thing last night. I watched it today, and he just passed a comment that they were very fearful going into the All-Ireland final, that they were just hoping that Donegal wouldn't play Murphy inside. So that probably sums the whole thing up, that, you know, if you can afford to play him inside at all, that's where he's really, really dangerous.
Do you think will Rory play Michael Murphy in full forward more often now?
Well, you know, I think everybody in Donegal would like to see that. So somebody said you'd like to have two Michael Murphys, one you play out the field, and
three
one
or
you play
four
in.
Even.
Yeah, but you're just not going to have that. I think that, you know, what the way football is at the minute, and we looked at Kerry. The difference that Kerry were when Kieran Dunne was playing inside for them, you know, giving them that focal point, I mean, able to put long ball in that can be contested in there. I think that's what you do need, a big man in there to do that, because it's, you know, what the team's playing defensively now, when the ball comes out, if you have a target to kick the ball in and, you know, puts pressure on the fullback, particularly the fullback, I mean, he wasn't a natural fullback. And, you know, having him, you know, in there, especially then when Niall Hawley was booked in the first half as well. So definitely you'd like to think that Michael Murphy can be played in there. But there will be times you're going to have to probably look at it, take him out the field, especially, you know, for kick-outs or that, to one ball in that, and maybe in the half-forward line. But you would, I think, every Donegal supporter would say, and probably every Donegal player in the management would say, you'd love to be able to leave him inside there, because he definitely, you know, when he went in there, he was very, very effective. And you could see Derry, you know, the panic in the Derry team when he went inside as well.
And what about Derry? Were you impressed with certainly their first half performance?
I was impressed with their first half performance, but I wasn't impressed when I look back on it and look at the game. You know, probably one of the poorest Derry teams I've seen on the field, you know. I mean, the most interesting thing is just talking to players today. Owen Bradley arrived, togged. If you see when they scored, I think Derry got a point and he was walking behind the goals. That was him coming into the game, and the game was 15 minutes on at that stage. And then he ended up coming on the second half. So, I don't know, preparation and everything else. I don't know if that good preparation or not. They made a decision to take him back. And I know he was playing soccer with Glenavon. But, you know, I don't know if that good preparation that. And they looked when Donegal, you know, got ahead of them. Their heads went down. The other thing, after the game was over, they didn't do a warm down the field. They walked off the field. I think, you know, just looking at the whole thing at Derry, it's a big year for them. And I know they're not going to put much emphasis on the league and everything else. But they have a lot of work to do. Even looking at them, you know, next weekend's game, Miles against Kerry at home, is going to be a very important game for them.
Let's turn our attention to Tyrone playing against Monaghan. I don't know whether you saw it or not. I saw part of it. You know, Tyrone 7 points to 2 up, cruising it really. But the lights went out for Healy Park and Tyrone, and Monaghan came back and won convincingly at the end.
Yeah, they did. I just watched that game last night when I came back, and it was hard to believe it. As you said, they were coasting Tyrone and really coasting it. You see, the decision that Mickey Hart made during the week to drop six players or whatever, some of them maybe did step down or whatever, some there's different stories going about, but a lot of them players were experienced players, and you look for leaders, and leaders are very, very important, and teams that are successful and teams that have won All-Irelands, including the Tyrone teams of 03, 05 and 08, had leaders on the field. They're lacking leaders, this Tyrone team, and he's asking these younger lads to become leaders, and you just don't see it in them at the minute. So, you know, there's something more going on in Tyrone that's coming out. I don't exactly know the whole story's inside of Miles, but you definitely feel, you know, again, when Monaghan start asking questions of them, that's when you find out the character of a team. That's when you find out a team are together and they work hard for each other. If they go a point or two down, that they can recover and come back. And they, you know, they never looked like that the minute they went behind. That's not a good sign, and that's not the type of Tyrone teams we came up against in the past. So I think there's more going on in Tyrone that's coming out, and just look at again, they have a big game away to Mayo next week.